USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The three white men charged for the murder of a black man who was jogging through their neighborhood in Georgia earlier this year have just pleaded not guilty. Gregory and Travis McMichael, along with William Bryan, all entering their pleas virtually in a Georgia courtroom. The 25-year-old victim, Ahmed Arbery, died on February 23rd in the town of Brunswick, as his family says he was simply out for a jog. The McMichaels, who are father and son, chased Arbery, claiming they suspected he was burglarizing neighborhood homes. New trouble for the Washington Redskins just days after announcing it's changing its controversial Redskins name. The Washington Post reports several women say that they were sexually and verbally harassed while working for the team for years. So far, team owner Dan Snyder has not made public remarks about the report. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and the City Council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. In morning trading, Wall Street stocks have been slightly higher, the S&P 500 closing in on a third straight winning week. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The man known as the Quiet Warrior of the Civil Rights Movement in America has died. The Reverend C.T. Vivian was a close friend of Martin Luther King Jr. His family says he passed away this morning at 95. Vivian helped organize protests for black voting rights in the 1960s and helped found numerous civil rights organizations. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama in 2013. Loyal White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she does think President Trump should consider resuming regular briefings on the coronavirus. The president stopped hosting daily briefings of his coronavirus task force several weeks ago.
I just think the people want to hear from the President of the United States. Doesn't have to be daily, doesn't have to be for 2 hours, but in my view, it has to be.
And three teenagers in Maine are now hooked on fishing, they say, after catching a 700-pound tuna earlier this month. The three say they were in a seven-hour battle to get the massive fish to the surface, and they say the fish dragged them in their boat for over 10 miles. And then they couldn't get it into the boat, so they ended up having to find a larger vessel that towed it into shore. They ended up selling that over 9-foot fish to a local fish company for just over $2,000. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.